It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time, and news broke everywhere, and it was really heartbreaking news. Now, are you a fan of Rush?
Yes, I listen to all kinds of music, but yeah, I always loved listening to Rush.
So drummer and lyricist Neil Peart has passed away. At the age of 67, following a quiet battle with aggressive form of brain cancer. I have a lot of friends that just love Rush and just were devastated by the news, like cried. It's just, of course, when we lose a legend, it hurts. But what a talented, talented man. Lots of tributes going on everywhere. Of course, our thoughts and prayers to his family and friends and everybody who loved him.
If you kids don't know what Rush is, check them out on YouTube. They're Canadian. Doesn't mean we don't like them.
Absolutely.
And that one song they did with Justin Bieber? No, I'm kidding. That never happened. But that would have been cool.
Aw, yeah. So sad that we lost him. Well, Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter just got mistaken for a homeless man?
I was on the street with this dog and my girlfriend was in the shop. And so I was, and it was very cold. I got my hoodie and my fleece and then a big coat over that. And the dog was really cold. So I was like, I'll just kneel by you and like stroke you and like try and keep you warm. And then I saw this guy like, and he came back. He got about 5 steps past me and then just reappeared with a $5 bill over my shoulder and just went, get yourself a coffee, mate. My girlfriend came out and I was like, I don't think I'm wearing nice clothes. I thought I don't know. Yes.
And that happens more often than not. That's happened to quite a few celebrities, I feel like.
Well, he kind of looks like a homeless person. I mean, to be fair.
You think so? What about Lindsay Lohan's mom, Dina?
I haven't seen her in a while.
Well, she was arrested for a DUI after a hit-and-run crash. She was allegedly falling down drunk when she got busted for a hit-and-run collision in Long Island. After the crash, she took off and was followed home by another driver who called 911. The other driver said he was rear-ended and was like, hey, get back here. The crash took place outside an Outback Steakhouse. Dina had booze on her breath and bloodshot eyes. She was slurring her speech, which she kind of does a lot anyway.
She had blue and onion and booze.
Yeah, so she got out of the vehicle, then fell to the ground on her face. So
they're
she
just
was
mean people. And yeah. They just try to, you know, when you're doing well, they try to just take you down.
You're not doing well.
No, not at all. Dina was charged with felony DUI, driving with a suspended license, yada yada, and she spent the night in custody, pleaded not guilty during her arraignment yesterday. So the Lohan family's always just been turbulent. We'll keep you posted on that. Well, back on Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid. Are they back together? They were just spotted in NYC. Oh, I love this couple. They just can't quit each other. So they got together back in like 2015. Then they split. They're that couple that's on again, off again, on again. You never know if they're quite together. But at this moment, they apparently are back on.
Okay, well, do your thing, guys. Enjoy it.
What a beautiful couple. Zayn and Gigi. I like it.
You can check out the tea. Just text JAM to 52140 and it'll take you directly to our tea blog. Live the Web Girl. She doesn't like it because it's really scary, but she does a good job at it. And that's covering true crime. We call it Murder Monday. What's coming up in less than 10 minutes?
I'm talking about the Kitchov Monster. It was a serial killer that haunted this tiny city of just 20,000 for 3 years until finally he gave himself up.
Okay. Murder Monday. It's coming up next on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.